Shalom Aleichem. We are in middle of Torah 44. We're going to be starting from the subparagraph Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, about halfway through the Torah. The topic of clapping hands during tefillah. Rabbi Nazal says, the Parshas Nitzavim begins with the words Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem. You are standing today before Hashem. So Rabbi Nazal says, standing, we know the Gemara says, Ein Amida Elo Tefila, that the word Amida, standing, refers to Tefila. Vayamoy Pinchas Vayapalel. There are many sources for this in the Torah. So Nitzavim refers to Tefila. Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem, Zeh Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. You're standing, mamish, in front of Hashem. That refers to Eretz Yisrael. Kama Shomer Chazal, like the Gemara says, Kol Hador Be'eretz Yisrael, that a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's like they have Hashem. They're close to Hashem. Meaning, how can you be zoicha that your tefillah should be in the air of Eretz Yisrael? It should have all the benefits of being in the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. And then the pasuk goes on to list 10 categories of Jews. Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Kol Ish Yisrael, Tapchem, Neshechem, Gercho Asher Bishorecho, Mechote Veitzecho, Ad Shoev Memecho. It lists Umoine Eser Bechinois. Rabbi Nazal says now, the listing of the 10 categories corresponds to the 10 fingers. Hainu Bechinas Mechoas Kaf. This is a remez to the concept of clapping hands. And it tells us that Al Yidei Mechoas Kapayim, Hatfilohi Bavira Deretz Yisrael, that by clapping hands during tefillah, a person changes the air, the atmosphere that they're in, to become the Avir of Eretz Yisrael. Next, Rabbi Nazal goes back to quoting the Gemara that he quoted earlier, where the Gemara says, Tfilois keneged tmidim tiknun, that the tfilois that we daven, Shachris and Mincha, correspond to the two Korban Tomits. The Tomit Shel Shachar and the Tomit Shel Beinu Arba'im. Rabbi Nazal says now, Hainu Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. We also learned before that the word Tomid represents Eretz Yisrael. Because when the Torah speaks about Hashem's connection to Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says, Tomid Einei Hashem Olekecha Bo. Hashem's eyes are always focused on Eretz Yisrael. So Tomid represents Eretz Yisrael. Hainu al yidei mechoas kapayim, by clapping hands, and thereby generating this atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, nizbatel machshevois akum. We eliminate any thoughts of avodah zarah, any idolatrous thoughts that could enter our mind, any thoughts of lack of emunah, we eliminate that completely. Why? Ki kol hador b'chutz loretz doime kemi shein lo lekai. Because the Gemara says towards the end of Ksubos that any person who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's like he doesn't have Hashem. V'chol hador b'Eretz Yisrael, and any Jew who lives in Eretz Yisrael, doime kemi sheyesh lo lekai. It's like he does have Hashem. V'alidei mechoas kaf, and by clapping hands, azai hu dor b'avira d'Eretz Yisrael. We said before, he generates an atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'yesh lo yeloka, which means he has Hashem. If he has Hashem, he does not have the idol worship. Ve'nizbatel machshevo yisakum. He eliminates any extraneous thoughts, especially any thoughts of kfira, of denial of Hashem that could come into his mind during tefillah, he eliminates it completely. Keep in mind that the Baal Shem Tov said that in Kriya Shema, when we say v'sartem v'avadatem elokim acherim, you will turn away from Hashem. The slightest turn away from Hashem is a turn towards idol worship. So whenever Rabbi Nazal speaks about Avodah Zarah, it also refers to any deficiency in Emunah. Now continuing inside, Utfila hi bechinas Emunah. And we know that Tfila is synonymous with faith. Kemoshe Kosov, as it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to Hashem to win the battle against Amalek, it says, Vayehi Yodov Emuna, his hands were outstretched in faith, Ad Boy Hashemesh, until the sun set. The Targumai and the Targum Unculus on that pasuk says, Prison Bitzloi, that his hands were outstretched in Tfila. So we see that emuna is tzloi, emuna is tefila. The neged emuna, that which opposes emuna, the Gemara that we quoted earlier was tefilois keneged. That which is keneged tefila, that which is opposes tefila, opposes emuna, heim hakfirois. That's atheism or denial of Hashem, machshavai sakum, thoughts of idol worship. The tikunam, and the tikkun for this, the way that a person repairs this, the way that a person is zochah not to have these kind of thoughts, al yedei tmidin, is through tamid, which means al yedei Eretz Yisrael, through the power of Eretz Yisrael, which a person connects to al yedei mechoas kaf, by clapping hands during tefillah, as we explained earlier. Now Rabbeinu Zal introduces another pasuk to this whole topic. He quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. We referenced this pasuk earlier in the Torah. V'hoyis ateres tiferes beyad Hashem. The Navi says, you will be a crown of beauty in the hand of Hashem. Pirish, Rabbeinu Zal explains this, al yedei yad Hashem, through the hands of Hashem, meaning al yedei mechoas kaf, by clapping hands during tefillah, shenisoyrer yodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kanal, which causes a reaction, it causes a response on the part of Hashem, that it activates Hashem's hands, kavyochol. Ayideze nistaken hirhurei akum. This corrects and repairs any thoughts of idol worship or denial of Hashem. Kal yedei akum, because through idolatry or denial of Hashem, poigem b'teferes, we cause a blemish in the beauty, in the teferes. How? What's the connection? K'mayshekosef, as it says over there in Yeshaya Hanovi, k'siferes odom lo sheves bayis, that when the goyim make idols, they make the idols appear like the beauty of a man sitting in a shrine, you know, enshrined. So that's the tiferes of the sitrachra. That's tiferes of avodah zarah. Kishem isakein hirhurov, and when a Jew repairs these hirhurim, how? By clapping hands during tefillah and activating the hands of Hashem kavyochol and activating the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Through this, he generates this crown of beauty. He crowns the holiness, the Kiddusha. Tiferes is crowned by the crown with which his mother crowned him. This is a pasuk referring to Shlomo HaMelech, whose mother, Bathsheba, made every effort to see to it that Dovid HaMelech would crown Shlomo HaMelech even during his lifetime, that he would declare him as the one to take over after him. But again, in this paragraph, Rabbeinu Zal is showing us that the Torah tells us that when there's Avodah Zarah, when there's idol worship, when there's denial of Hashem, that's referred to as this Tiferes Odom Lo Sheves Bayis, that in their places of worship, they put these images of people, Lo Sheves Bayis, and it's called Tiferes Odom. This is their type of beauty. In order to counter that, we have the clapping hands during tefillah, about which the pasuk says, V'hoyis ateres tiferes beyad Hashem, that by purifying, by sanctifying the hands, by including them in the tefillah, we create the crown of beauty, which opposes the beauty of the sitrachra. Next, Pirishacher, another interpretation. Tfilois keneged tmidim. Our tfilois correspond to the korban tamids. Now Rabbeinu Zal gives a different interpretation. Pirish, shal yedei hatfilo nizgales soidois hatoira. Through tfilo, this will bring about a revelation of the secrets of Torah, the mysteries of the Torah, hanikroim kivshoinoi sheloilam, which the Gemara calls the mysteries of the world. And the word that's used is kivshoin, which we're going to see in a moment is like the word keves, which is a sheep or a lamb which was offered as a korban tamid. Now Rabbeinu Zal continues, kavshi derachmona, the mysteries of Hashem kavyochol. That's the terminology that the Gemara uses in Chagiga. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, u'chvosim lilvushecha, that sheep Hashem will give you sheep to provide you with clothing and garments. And the Gemara says in Chagiga that this pasuk is a remez to the Jews being cloaked in the highest level light of Torah, the secrets of Torah. The Gemara says there, Dvarim Shehem Kivshoinoi Shaloilam, that the word kvasim is a remez to this term kivshoin. Those things that are the deepest mysteries of the world, Hashem will cloak you with that. Utmidin, and we know that the Korban Tamid, Heim Kvasim, was sheep. We read this morning on Rosh Chodesh. We read the Parsha Satamid, those that were in shul that heard Kriya Satoira, Esakeve Sechot Taseh Baboiker, Vesakeve Sashini Taseh Ben Arboim, Kamashikosu Vesakeve Sechot Taseh Baboiker. See, here again, Rabbi Elazar says that by improving, by enhancing our tefillah through the clapping of hands, Keneget Tmidin, this will bring about a reaction. This will bring about the Tomid, which is the Keves, which is the symbol of the secrets of Torah. Vayidei Tfilois Nizgale Soidois HaTorah. Through proper Tfilah, there's a revelation of secrets of Torah. If you look in the Zohar HaKadosh, many times right before Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal is about to give a shiur on secrets of Torah, the Zohar HaKadosh says he wrapped himself in a talis and he presented his tefillah, or he cried, and then he opened his mouth and started revealing a major production of secrets of Torah. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds, Kamuvo al Posuk, as Rabbi Nachman himself expounds on this in Likutei Moran, on the Posuk, Ki Savor Bamayim Itcho Oni. This is a Posuk in Yeshaya, chapter 43. The simple translation is, when you will be passing through water, when you'll cross water, Hashem says, I'll be with you. Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran, later on, in chapter 73, in Likutei Moran later on, and also we had this earlier, in chapter 15, paragraph 4, Rabbeinu Zal there referred to this pasuk, Ki Savor Bamayim Itchoni, and Rabbeinu Zal interpreted it, Sa'avor means to cross, and the word Sa'avor also means to reveal a revelation. Rabbeinu Zal brings this from the pasuk, Vi'ovarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim, when it says that Hashem passed through the land of Egypt, you know, smashing them with the plagues. So it says, V'ovarti, and the Targum says, V'izgelesi, I was revealed in Egypt. So we see that Sa'avor, Ki Sa'avor Bamayim means, when you want to bring about a revelation in Mayim, in Torah, a revelation of secrets of Torah, Itcho Oni, you have to see to it to have Ani with you. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 73 shows how the word Ani represents perfect tefillah. The Aleph represents machshava, the Nun represents having your heart in the tefillah, and the Yud, Rabbeinu Zal has a whole beautiful explanation there. So here he's just touching on it, related to heightening one's tefillah through clapping hands. But over there in chapter 73 is where he really goes into this, the fact that secrets of Torah are revealed as a result of proper tefillah. Next, Pirush Acher, another interpretation. We have about two more in this Torah. Tfilois keneged, that which opposes tefillah. Hainu hamachshavos zorois. This refers to those extraneous thoughts that come into a person's mind when he's davening. Shehem mevalvelin tefilosoi, and they confuse his tefillah. He can't concentrate on what he's saying. V'nikroim mabul. And they are referred to in the Zohar HaKadosh and in Sifrei Musar as a flood. These thoughts flood the person's mind while he's davening. Shehem mevalvelim es hatfilah. They confuse the tefillah. Again, bilbul, like the word mabul. V'tikunoi. And one of the solutions to this is sheyitein tzedakah l'Eretz Yisrael, to give charity to Eretz Yisrael. And through this, the person becomes part of Eretz Yisrael. Asher oleho nemar, and we know that the pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz loy gushma biyom zam, that Eretz Yisrael is the land which was not flooded on the day of Hashem's anger. When Hashem got angry and he brought a flood to the world, it's brought that the flood flooded the entire world except for Eretz Yisrael. So this is telling us that this flood of extraneous thoughts, which confuses a person during tefillah, during davening, the way to battle that is, again, to generate Eretz Yisrael. By becoming nichla, by becoming part of Eretz Yisrael, the person will be saved from extraneous thoughts. Interesting that this is coming up right now. Today is Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the Mishnah says, Be'echod ba'adar mashmi'en ala shkolim. We read Parsha Shkolim on Shabbos all over the world, and in 2 weeks we're going to celebrate Purim, which is one of the extraordinary times of Matonas Lavyoinim Tzedakah, and Rabbeinu Zal in a few places speaks about Tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. I don't usually mention this, but it's an especially appropriate time and good time for any of you who would want to participate. I have the incredible zchus, having been a student of Rav Rosenfeld, Rav Michal Dorfman, Zichron Levracha, Rav Moshe Burstein, all of the Breslov leaders that I knew and was close to, a major part of their avodah was supporting Breslov in Eretz Yisrael. And they had contact with hundreds of families, kollel, all kinds of things here, helping out. And I'm privileged to be able to continue that. Because of the fact that in the past 2 months I've been grounded to a degree because of the fall in the Ukraine, it's made things a little bit more difficult. Any of you who can and wants to, this is an ideal time, starting today and over the next 2 months, to participate in Tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. And Emet Hashem will make sure that the monies go to people who really need it. Continuing inside, V'zeh t'midim tiknun, that the tamid will repair this. Tikunam, the tikun of these extraneous thoughts, al yidei Eretz Yisrael, shenem arbo, about which the Torah says, Eretz asher tomit en Hashem alokech bo, the land which Hashem's eyes are always upon. Gam avira Eretz Yisrael machkim. And we know in addition, the Gemara also says, that the air of Eretz Yisrael gives a person chachma. It opens up a person's brain to Torah. It refines his brain. This purifies the person's brain, the person's thoughts. Meaning again, it'll help the person keep out any extraneous thoughts, any thoughts that could chas v'shalom harm or weaken the person's tefillah. V'zeh pirish, this is also what's included in the pasuk, uri siha lizkor bris olam, that Hashem said to Noach that there'll never be a flood like this again, and if ever the world deteriorates to the level that it did at the time of the flood, Hashem said we'll put a rainbow in the sky, lizkor bris olam, to remind me of the eternal covenant that I made not to destroy the world again. Now Rabbeinu Zal interprets this pasuk related to tefillah, Shmoyne Esrei, and Tikkun HaBris specifically, as we'll see in a minute. Uri Siha, I will see her. We know that that refers to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is always in the crosshairs of Hashem's eyes. Tomid Eine Hashem Alekech Abo, he said, the eyes of Hashem are always on Eretz Yisrael. So even though that pasuk is speaking about the rainbow, the term Uri Siha refers to Eretz Yisrael through the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael, which we activate by clapping hands in tefillah, Aideze nisoirer v'nistakein bris olam. Through this, we activate and we rectify the bris, the covenant of the world, the whole concept of Tikkun HaBris, the eternal covenant. What's the connection to tefillah? Bechino is tefillah, because this is tied into the tefillah. Because we know that when we use the word tefillah throughout the Gemara, tefillah usually means Shmon Esrei, the 18 brachos of Shmon Esrei, Chai Birchon Detzloisa. The 18 brachos of Shmon Esrei correspond to the concept of Tikkun HaBris and Shmiras HaBris, which is called Tzadik Chai Almin, the Tzadik who gives life to all of the worlds. The Tzadik who is called the Midah of Yesoid, foundation, the covenant, Tikkun HaBris, is always referred to as Chai. So we see that Tikkun HaBris, Tzadik is called Chai, Tefillah is Chai, the Chai Berchon Detzloisa. Through proper Tefillah, by elevating our Tefillah to be the Tefillah of Eretz Yisrael, through this we activate this power of Bris, the Tikkun HaBris, the Schus of the Tzadikim. Now Rav Nosson Zal writes, Kol ze ho'inyan mitchila simen mem dalet ad kan. Everything we spoke about the past 2 weeks, from the beginning of this chapter of Likut Imran, chapter 44 till here, mechubor yachad, is all connected and intertwined. V'chein shomanu roiv dvorim elu bedrush echad. And we actually heard all of these things in one sitting, in one shiur. Ach b'ksivosei akdoisha, however, when Rabbeinu Zal wrote this down, chilkom k'tzat, he cut it, he spliced it like into separate paragraphs, separate pieces. V'chein hoyo darkoi kama pomim. Rav Nosson Zal says there were many times like this that when Rabbeinu Zal gave the shiur, he gave it in a certain style, and when it came to having it written down, he changed it a little bit. V'loi yodati tamoi. And I don't know his reason. Again, this is a display of Rav Nosson Zal's humility, that he makes it perfectly clear that there are a lot of things I didn't understand and I don't know about my rabbi. Any questions? Okay, fasten your seatbelts. Torah Mem Hei takes this to another level, a deeper level, a higher level, regarding the topic of clapping hands again during tefillah. I remember as I was preparing this, I was thinking that some of the people listening to this might be saying, is this such a big deal that we spend hours talking about this? And the answer is obviously yes. Obviously, Rabbeinu Zal understood that this is not so simple. Tefillah itself, the Gemara refers to it as Dvorim Ha'imdim Berumoy Shalaylam, that tefillah is among the highest things in the world. And therefore, yes, the question was asked, when we just made this reference to tefillah, clapping hands, that when a person does that, he connects to the tzaddik chai almin. Are we saying that each and every Jew can make this connection to tzaddik, to being this tzaddik who injects life into the world? Or is that something that's reserved only for the tzaddik, or the highest level tzaddikim? And this is an opportunity to repeat something that I've mentioned in the past sometimes, but it's extremely important. Rav Nosson Zal writes in a few places in Likutei Halachos that every chapter in Likutei Imran and everything that's written in Likutei Imran applies to every single Jew on his level, including those things where Rabbi Nachman says specifically, the greatest of tzaddikim do X, Y, Z, etc., etc. Rav Nosson Zal says, if Rabbeinu Zal put it in Likutei Imran, it's for us to know that it's true, they do it bishlemus, they do it on the highest level. But each and every single one of us in his own personal avodas Hashem has the ability to connect to that and to make that happen on his level. Just like we once mentioned a beautiful story that Rav Nosson Zal and Rav Naftali Zal, who are Rabbi Nachman's closest students, they were once waiting to go in to see him. And they're waiting and waiting, and it was an unusual long, the person who was there before was taking a while, and they were wondering, I wonder who's in there, which great tzaddik, which big rabbi is in there. The person who came out was a very, very simple store owner, you know, in Breslov at the time. They were astounded a little, and they walked in. When they came into Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman looked at them and he said, did you see that person who just left? They said, yeah. He said, about him we can say he's nichnas v'yotza b'shalom. He entered and left in peace. That phrase is used in the Gemara in Chagiga when it speaks about four of the greatest rabbis who used Kabbalistic powers to go up to the highest places in heaven. The four who went into the Pardes, Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, and Rabbi Elisha Ben Avuya. And the Gemara says, three of them were affected in different negative ways. One of them became an apikoros, one died, one's mind was affected where people couldn't understand what he said after that. And only Rabbi Akiva was nichnas v'yotza b'shalom. He entered and left in peace. Now Rabbi Nachman is using that phrase, talking about this shoemaker or this grocery store owner. So they look incredulous, like, what in the world does he mean? Rabbi Nachman smiled, and he said, in his madrega, meaning from what Hashem expects from him, from what he's capable of, he has achieved the highest level of nichnas v'yotza b'shalom. And this is something very important for us to know. And again, to try to do it in a way that it doesn't irritate especially people around you, You know, and to do it, it should be coming from the heart. That's the most important thing. It should be coming from the heart. And we'll see in the Torah we're about to learn now that it's also connected to the lungs. The heart, the lungs, which are the main sources of life of the body. The respiratory system and the circulatory system, you know, the heart and the lungs. Torah Mem Hei. Mechoas kapayim betfila, clapping hands during tefila. Rabbi Nazal says, "Kali deze nisoyrim bechinas knofayim." By doing this, by clapping hands during tefillah, a person activates the aspect of the wings, shemishom bo hadibur, which is the source from which speech comes from. Kamaisha kosuv, as it says in Koheles, ubal knofayim yaged dovor. The winged creature will tell over what was said. There it's referring to angels. Angels are called Balei Knofayim. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk in Yecheskel where the pasuk says, Videi Odom mitachas kanfehem. That these angels who Yecheskel Anovi saw, who had these wings, they had human hands under their wings, below, beneath their wings. So now, Rabbi Nazal is telling us that by including the hands in the tefillah, by clapping hands, we're activating the wings. We're connecting to the wings, which we see here are a source of dibur. Sha'al yedei she'odom nis'oirer bayodayim shaloi. That by a Jew getting inspired to want to include his hands in the tefillah, as we mentioned many times, Dovra Melech says, kol atzmoisai toimarno. Every bone in my body speaks to you, Hashem. When I speak to you, my whole body is talking to you. Azai haknofayim nisoyrim. When a person includes his hands in the tefillah, then the wings also get activated. Which wings? Hainu kanfei reya. This refers to the wings of the lungs. If you've seen diagrams and biology books of what the lungs look like wings. And they're actually called, the Gemara refers to them as kanfei reya. The lobes of the lungs are called kanfei reya because of their shape. Shemisham nishav adibur. And that's where speech originates from. In order to talk, you have to be breathing. Avol adayin tzrichin lohochin ulesakein peh lekabel sadibur besoichoi. However, even after a person has activated the lungs, the wings, from which dibur originates, you've got to prepare the mouth to receive that dibur and to be able to give it forth. Validei shemake kaf al kaf, and by a person clapping hands, alidei ze nishave hapeh, that generates the spiritual power of the mouth. And Rabbi Nazal is going to show this now. Ki bechol yad chamisha etzbois, each hand has five fingers. V'hakoas ha'oirois, and striking the lights, yad yamin biyad smoil, when I strike my right hand into my left hand, haynu chamisha pomim chamisha. That's five times five. The five fingers of the right hand are striking the five fingers of the left hand. And we know that in Kabbalah, the word hakor means to multiply. So therefore, by striking the right hand against the left hand, we're multiplying five fingers by five fingers. That generates 25. V'hakos yad smoil biyad yamin. And then when I'm striking the left hand into the right hand, chamisha pom chamisha. That's another five times five. Gematria gamkein esrim v'chamisha. Shnei pomim esrim v'chamisha. 2 times 25 b'gematria chamishim is 50. Ze bechinas chamishim pa'omim yitzias mitzrayim shenizkar b'Torah. This ties in to the 50 times that the topic of yitzias mitzrayim is mentioned in the entire Chumash. The Zohar HaKadosh says this, and it's hinted to in a pasuk in Beshalach. Vachamushim olu b'nei Yisrael mi mitzrayim. The Jews went out of Mitzrayim chamushim, armed. Vachamushim is spelled without a vav. Vachamishim. 50 times is mentioned in the Torah that the Jews went out of Mitzrayim. Kal yedei bechinas yovel yotzu migolus Mitzrayim. Because we know that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the power, the spiritual power that took the Jews out of Mitzrayim was the Sphira of Bina, which is called 50, the 50 gates of Bina, the Nun Shari Bina, and which is also called Yovel, the Jubilee year. Yovel is the 50th year. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Yovla in Aramaic, we add an Aleph at the end. Yud, Vav, Beis, Lamed, Aleph is 49, plus the word itself is 50. So Yovel represents 50. So we know that the Jews came out of Mitzrayim through 50. And now Rabbi Nazar explains, Ve'ikar Golus Mitzrayim Shohoyo Hadibur Begolus. When we talk about Klal Yisrael being in exile, during the time that we were in Egypt, the most important thing that was in exile was our power of speech. When a person is broken, when a person is imprisoned, they're in slavery, they lose their most important power, which is the Koyach HaDibur. We know that human beings are defined as Medaber. And we've mentioned many times that Dibur is Malchus, kingdom, authority. The Gemara says, Dabor Echod Lador, one ruler to a generation. And a ruler is called a Dabor. So when a Jew is imprisoned, when he's enslaved, which is the opposite of kingdom, he doesn't have his power of speech. And this is actually what the Zohar Kodesh and the Arizal write a lot, that when we were in Mitzrayim, the Dibur was in Golus. U'bishvil zeh hoyo Moshe kvad peh. And this is why this is reflected in the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was kvad peh. He's the leader of Klal Yisrael. He is a microcosm of the entire Jewish nation. The Gemara says, which woman gave birth to 600,000 in one shot? Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. So when we say that Moshe Rabbeinu was kvad peh, it means that the entire Jewish nation, the Dibur, was in exile. Val yedei geula nishave bechinas peh. And when we were taken out of Egypt, then the power of speech was renewed. Nimtza shal yedei chamishim sharei bina nishave hapeh. So this shows us, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the power of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the power of Bina, 50. Remember, we went out of Egypt to go to Har Sinai, where on the 50th day we received the Torah. So that was the magnet, sort of, that was drawing us out of Egypt and drawing us to Har Sinai. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ta'avdun es Elokim al Hahor Hazeh. You will worship Hashem on this mountain. And that nun, at the end of the word, ta'avdun, ta'avdu, nun, you will worship nun, the 50, you'll achieve the 50th level, al-hohor hazeh, on this mountain, on Har Sinai. So we see, therefore, that it's through the 50 levels of Bina that the power of speech was generated. V'zeh bechinas, and this is also why, when Moshe Rabbeinu kept trying to get out of the mission of taking the Jews out of Egypt, and at one point he said to Hashem, I can't be the one to do this. I can't even talk clearly. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi sam peh la'adam. Who gives a human being the ability to speak? And the word mi, the Zohar, mi daika. Mi is bina. Mi is mem yud. 40 plus 10 is 50. That mi, bina, is the one that gives a Jew the power of speech. The Koyach of Dibur, which is Malchus, it draws its power from its source, which is Bina, up in Bina. Nimtza. Therefore, Shalidei Mechoas Kaf, by a Jew clapping hands during Tefillah. We said 5 against 5 and 5 against 5. 5 times 5 and 5 times 5 is 25 and 25. Chamisha Etzmois Yimin B'chamisha Shebiat Smoil. The 5 fingers of the right hand against the left, and the 5 fingers of the left hand against the right, nishave bechinas mi. We generate this concept of mi, the 50. Sha'al yodo nishave peh. And that's what gives the person the mouth. That's what gives the person the ability to really speak the words of tefillah properly. Kamei shekosov, mi som peh l'odom. Mi gives a mouth to the person. Vahapeh mekabel hadiburim me'akanfei reyo. And again, as we mentioned earlier, the speech begins down in the lungs, the knofayim. So the mouth receives the power of speech from the lobes of the lungs. Kamei shekosov, as we quoted the pasuk earlier from Koheles, Ubal kinofayim yagedovar, a winged creature will speak, will give forth speech. Uknofayim nisoyrin beisoyris yideyodom. And these wings are activated when the person gets turned on, when the person gets excited about the tefillah enough to get into it, to clap his hands in tefillah. Kameshakosul, as we quoted the pasuk again before, videi odom mitachas kanfehim, that the angels had human hands under their wings. So again, the hands activate the wings, and then the speech goes to the and the hands also generate the peh. And Rabbeinu Zalaitz now, v'chol zeh anu roim b'chush. And everything we just said here, you can actually see in real life. Shehayodayim hem keneged kanfei reya. That the hands, the arms of a person, and the hands are opposite the lobes of the lungs. U'bishvil zeh, and it's for this reason that it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Amru HaPoiskim, the rabbis in Shulchan Aruch tell us, that if you have a bird, a chicken or a turkey, Nishbar Hagaf Somoch Laguf, if the wing is broken, if the break is near the place where the wing is attached to the body, then the bird is considered treifa. It's not kosher. Ki bevadai nikev al yidei ze horeya. Because if the break in the wing is close to the body, then it definitely caused the lung to be punctured also, and that makes the bird a treifa. So we see the direct connection between the actual wings and the lungs, that those two are directly connected. And again, Rabbeinu Zal showing us in this Torah that by a person, he's nisoira, he claps his hands. Through this, on a spiritual level, he's generating all kinds of incredible high-level light. The 50, the 50th level, the bina, the knafayim, which are things that make the person's tefillah have a completely different level of effectiveness. Any questions before we continue? Yes. Again, Rabbeinu Zal is using this term konof, which is used throughout the Torah many times. We speak about the Jewish people being brought tachas kanfei Shechina, under the wings of the Shechina. And this term is used throughout the Navi, speaking about angels. And here Rabbeinu Zal is showing us the connection in our tefillah. That our tefillah, in order for it to be able to reach where it has to reach, we have to try to do everything we possibly can to spike it up, you know, to ratchet up. And this is one of the things that a person does when the tefillah is not just lip service, but again, rather like Dovid HaMelech said, Kol atzmoisai toimarno, Hashem mikomocha, that every bone in my body speaks, you know, is included in the speech when I praise Hashem. Torah Mem Vov, Mechoas kapayim b'shas hatfila. Ze bechinas nesinas hamito bein sofoin ledorum. There's a Gemara in Brachos where the Gemara says that one of the rabbis, Abba Binyamin, said a special tefillah to Hashem, asking Hashem for two things: that his tefillah should be close to his bed, and number two, that his bed should be between north and south. And in the Gemara, the Marsha, there's different commentaries that give different explanations for this. We had this Gemara previously in chapter 9 in Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal expounded on it, and in other places also. And here he's going to give us an interpretation related to what we're speaking about, the topic of clapping hands in tefillah. Clapping hands during tefillah is tied into placing one's bed between north and south. Kimito hainu b'china zivug. Because the bed represents the place where there's a union in marriage, husband and wife, the union between husband and wife. Bechinas tefillah, just like tefillah is a union between husband and wife. Tefillah is l'shem yichud kud shebrichu shchinte. The whole goal of tefillah is to unite Hashem and the Jewish people, Hashem and the Shechina, husband and wife. V'tzofoin v'doroim, and north and south, ze bechinas yodayim. That's the hands. The right hand and left hand also represent north and south. Because we know throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, we always picture a person facing east. When you're facing east, north is on your left, south is on your right. So that the two hands are referred to as north and south. And here again, when a person is davening and he's including his hands in the tefillah, that's the concept of placing his bed, placing his tefillah between north and south. V'zeh shehispalel Abba Binyamin, and this is what Abba Binyamin said in his tefillah, sheyehei tefilosoi somoch l'mitosoi, that his tefillah should be close to his bed, meaning haynu shelo yeh hefresh bein hatefillah lezivug, that there should be no difference, no separation between the tefillah and the union between husband and wife. Just like the union of husband and wife produces children, produces shefa, so too our tefillah, when it's bishleimus, should also be able to produce all the shefa that we need. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to go into an interesting piece that's tied into something that the Arizal says. Gam al yidei mechoas kaf nimtokin hadinim. In addition to everything we said so far, by clapping hands in tefillah, a person can actually sweeten judgments, eliminate judgments or harsh decrees. And now Rabbi Nizal is going to show us how this works. This line appears also in the beginning of chapter 10 in Likut Imran. For those that would want to prepare for Purim, chapter 10, towards the beginning of Likut Imran, is one of the few chapters in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Purim. And there he starts off by speaking about clapping hands and dancing, that brings about an elimination of harsh decrees, a sweetening of judgments, which is, again, Purim is a time of major simcha, and part of that simcha has to be the singing with the clapping hands and dancing. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to explain this according to Kabbalah. Ki yesh sholosh havayos. There are three formats of Yudkei Vavkei. In actuality, we know that usually we speak about four formats of Yudkei Vavkei, of, sog, mo, and bon. But sometimes in the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal, it considers sog as a combination of and mo. So that basically, there are these three formats of Yudkei Vavkei. Shehem, Bechinas, Sholosh Yadayim, which correspond to the three hands. What three hands? We know that in the Torah, it uses three terms in describing the hands. Yad HaGdoila, Yad HaChazoka, and Yad HaRoma. The right hand is referred to as Yad HaGdoila, the left hand is referred to as Yad HaChazoka, and we're going to see in a moment that the combination of them is referred to as Yad HaRoma. The Yad Yamin is Yad HaGdoila. The right hand is Gedula, Chesed. The Yad Smoil is Yad HaChazoka. The left hand is referred to as Chazoka, Gvura. Ubeshas HaKol. And when a person strikes the hands together, Shenis Chavren Yachad, they join together. Ze Bechinas Yad Roma. That's called Yad Roma. Vahadiburit. Okay, so we see that there's a concept of three hands. And the word Yad, Yud Dalet, is 14. 3 times 14 is 42. We're going to see how that's going to come into this. And again, we said that the three Yud Kei Vav Keis correspond to these three hands. Vahadiburim hayoitzim, when a person speaks, generally, where does the speech come from? Heim yoitzim me hagoroim, the speech comes from the throat. Gematria sholosh pa'amim elokim. The word goroin, which means throat, is bigematria 259, which is 3 times 86. Elokim is 86. 3 times 86 is 258. Plus the kolel, it's 259. So goroin, the throat, is bigematria 3 times elokim. Because we know that the throat is a place of constriction. My throat is dry, swollen glands, parched throat. The throat is a place of super tzimtzum. You have the head, which is larger. You have the body. And in between them, you have this narrow constriction called the throat, which has the food pipe, the wind pipe, and all kinds of other piping in there. V'heim nimtokin al yedei shalosh havayos. And these three elokims of the throat are sweetened through the three yud kei vav keis of the hands. And Rabbi Nizal is going to clarify this much more now as we continue. But for now, there's a concept of three times three elokims and three yud kei vav keis, which match them and sweeten them. Elokim is always justice, gvura, harshness. Yud kei vav kei is chesed. You need three yud kei vav keis to sweeten the three elokims. V'ze pirush, and this is what's meant by the pasuk in Tehillim, nafshi bechapi somid. My soul is constantly in my hands. Nefesh zebechinas dibur. We know that the term nefesh, besides nefesh being soul, the term nefesh also means speech. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, nafshi yotzo bedabroi. My soul comes forth when I speak. Haynu bechinas tfila. And that's referring specifically to tefillah, which is called hishtapchus hanefesh. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says also in Iyov, toireif nafshoi biapoi. A person tears up his soul with his anger. And the Gemara in Brachas quotes this pasuk referring to a person's tefillah being torn up if he commits certain kinds of sins. The Gemara says nafshoi means his tefillah. Nafshi ivisicha, my soul yearns to you in tefillah. How? So again, bechapi, and it's in my hands. Hainu bechinas mechoas kaf. This is alluding to this secret of clapping hands. Ali dezer, the pasuk continues, nafshi bechapi somid, my soul is in my hands. V'soyroscha loy shachachti. And I do not forget your Torah, Hashem. The first letters of this Seiroscha, Loi Shachachti, are Shin Lamed Vav, which is 336, Rosh Etevois Sholev, Bigimatria Sholosh Havayos, V'Sholosh Shalikim. This 336 is the combination of three times Yudke Vavke, 3 times 26 is 78. 3 times Elokim, we said, is 258. When you put them together, 258 and 78 is Bigematria 336, which is Sholev, which we're going to see means peace. Sholev is, we'll see in a moment. But in any case, the word Sholev is the first letters of the Seiroscha Loi Shachachti. I do not forget your Torah. We know that the Gemara says that when a person Chas Shom learns Torah and they forget what they learn, that brings about the anger of Hashem, that brings about harsh decrees. So here we're being told that through Nafshi Bechapi, through putting my soul, my tefillah in my hands, by including this clapping of the hands, which generates the three Yud Kei Vav Keis, which are going to mitigate the din in the throat, in the three Elokims in the Goroin, through that, I bring about this power of 336, the three Yud Kei Vav Keis matching the three Elokims and sweetening them completely. Continuing, Gam Iker Hashikcha Hu Mimoichin Dekatnos. We know that the whole concept of forgetting Hashem, forgetting Torah, forgetting holiness, comes from a constricted consciousness. Moichin de katnus, it's called. When a person's depressed or down, when they're not thinking big. Mibchinas Elokim, which is represented by Hashem's name Elokim, which symbolizes din, judgment, constricted consciousness. Ukeshemamtik es Elokim, bechapov, and when a person sweetens the Elokim through his hands, by clapping hands in tefillah, through that, I will not forget my learning. And now Rabbeinu Zal adds, v'ze pirush, this is also included in the pasuk, ki vi choshak va'afaltehu. because for me he yearned, and I will save him, I will rescue him. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Ki Vi is Bigimatria 42. Ki is Chaf Yud is 30, Vi is 12. Ki Vi Bigimatria Membeis. Hainu Sholosh Pa'omim Yad Bigimatria Membeis. We said before that the word Yad, which is 14, three hands, the right hand, the left hand, and the combination of both, three times Yad, Hainu Sholosh Pa'omim Yad Bigimatria Membeis, Shenizgale HaCheshek Shebelev. This is an expression, when a person is clapping hands, he's revealing the yearning in his heart, the yearning in his heart for Hashem and for Tefillah. Zebechinas Mechoas Kapayim. That's the whole concept of clapping hands in Tefillah. Al Yidei Zeh Va'afaltehu. Through this, Hashem says, I will save him, I will rescue him. We'll hold it over here for now. We'll pick up from here next time. We'll review this last short paragraph we did, and we'll continue. Any questions before we sign off? Chodesh Tov to everybody. We should be marbe besimcha. This is the month. If there's ever a month to clap your hands and pick up your feet, pick up your legs, this is it. Should be zocha to be full of simcha, all kinds of simcha, dikdusha. Hashem should give us, Yamale Hashem kol mishalis libenu l'toiva. All the best.